Okay, post-match. So we are outside Vicarage Road, from the Rookery End. John, Jason and Mike. We were in the pub before the game. Mike, pessimistic really was an understatement for you. How are you feeling now, buddy?
I'm feeling overjoyed, delighted. I've never been happier to be wrong in my entire life. It doesn't happen often. I've been proved wrong today. And I'm overjoyed. I'm absolutely over the moon. Okay, yeah, we're just getting congratulations left, right and centre here.
It's been Watford fans. Fantastic performance. I think, generally, every single player had a great game. Probably the first game of the whole season where no one has had a fault. And they all pushed really hard, getting everyone down. Jason?
For me, it was the consistency of the performance across 90 minutes. We've seen quite often recently, performance we've put in a good 45 minutes, not taking our chances. And then the second half's been absolute rubbish. So it was nice to see a consistent 90-minute performance and taking those chances when they came their way.
Two of them came to Danny Graham, and he took them on for two. Almost got the first hat-trick in about 50 years for Watford. He was my man of the match. Any others stood out for you?
I think I have to agree with that one. Again, another committed performance from John Eustace, I think. But like you said, they all played well, and I think that there wasn't anyone that really stood out. I mean, obviously the two goals for Danny, but yeah, it was good performances all round.
Yeah. Anyone for you?
Yeah, well, another great performance from John Eustace, my player of the season. I said early on this season, he was looking like he was the glue that was holding us together.
Yeah.
And I think John Harley as well, he buzzed around, he made it difficult for Reading. I think they probably had their chips. That draw midweek, I think, had knocked the stuffing out of them. But I think we saw today the importance of getting that first goal.
Yeah.
Just having a chat with some other guys after the game, and they're saying that could have been the performance we've seen today, could have been the same against Peterborough, against Palace. If we got that first goal, we generally go on and take control. We've done that today, and I'm delighted. Can't wait for a beer now.
Let's go to the pub. But also great substitution there for Marvin the Paranoid Striker. He did come on for a little bit of time and showed some good stuff, and also all the young Watford players we had this season show good promise for next year. So 3-0 for Watford here. Sheffield Wednesday lost. With your mathematics, that means we're up and we're staying up. And they still have to see what happens the next couple of games for them.
Put away your calculators, pick up your beers, enjoy the evening. Bloody brilliant. Well done, Hornets.
Listen to this. More from us soon.